freaks, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. It's actually the best of Distorted View. Fear not, though, there will be a new episode. It's just going to be posted in the afternoon, and I know how bitchy and antsy a lot of you fuckers are. So here's a best of show to hold you over. This is from our first year doing the podcast, August 2nd, 2005. It's a Sextastic Tuesday edition of the show. It's actually a good one to make up for the horrible one we played yesterday. Enjoy, and I'll see you back later today. Bye, everybody!
Hey, this is Alex. I just had to let you know, man. Your show is fucking hilarious. Thank you for making me get through my day. I appreciate it. Keep it up. I'll call back with something funny sometime.
It's Sextastic.
Did you ever fuck a zucchini?
No.
Did you ever go to the grocery store and say, wow, kind of like to fuck that?
Never really thought about it.
I do all the time.
I especially like them when they're in season. They get like the ridges on it and bumps. Way cool.
I like to rub it on my clit first.
Hey freaks, it's Tuesday, August 2nd, 2005. Coming up on the program today, Asses on Fire, Missing Dentures, and the Return of the Vomiting Teenager. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's all coming up right here, right now, on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for joining us on today's podcast. Yesterday was my birthday, so we played a best of show, so I apologize for that. But we're back here today, brand new episode for Tuesday. I'm excited. I missed you guys so much. I'm a year older now, but fear not, I'm just as immature as I was a week ago. I still find the word queef funny. Pussy farts. Got some really cool, weird stuff for my birthday. Probably the weirdest thing was from my roommate. You heard it at the top of the show. You know, fucking with zucchini. It's actually from a video called Daily Fruits and Veggies, number 4. Let me just read you a little bit from the back of the video cassette. Amazing is the word for girl-on-girl cucumber action. Watch as these two hook up with this veggie. First they go crotch to crotch, but then they make cucumber connection butt to butt. If you can hold your load while these girls slap their cheeks together and make the green monster disappear, you're a better man than I. I gotta tell you, I watched the video, and I had no problem holding my load because these girls are tore up, especially in the face. When you can't get male porn stars to fuck your vagina, and you've got to resort to using carrots and zucchini, you've got problems. You need to pick a different field of work. All right, we got a whole bunch of new listeners from iTunes and stuff. We're like number 70 on iTunes, on the iTunes chart, which has been a huge goal for Distorted View to break the top 100. So I do have to explain, today's not a typical episode of Distorted View. You see, on Tuesdays we do something a little bit different. I read you a porno for a bit we call Sextastic Tuesday. And these pornos that I read, I have two goals. And I hope I accomplish one of them. One, I hope I get you off, okay? But usually what happens is I just freak you out. Because the pornos are not right. They're bizarre. Don't worry, you'll see what I mean. Alright, let's get into today's Sextastic Tuesday.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
At closing time, you take what you can get or you go home. Tonight he was lucky. The drunken girl who said yes when he asked was kind of cute. Not the prettiest thing he'd seen all night. Maybe a little chunky. Maybe a little plain. But she had a nice enough face and body, and she was willing to fuck a stranger. As they made their way through the door, she screamed, "Fuck me now!" He brought her legs up and slammed his cock into her. Her cunt was wet and hungry. It screamed, "Feed me now!" I added that. It swallowed the big pole, and she moaned as he slammed it in as hard as he could. He felt himself heading for a quick shot. How am I gonna dump this bimbo, he thought as he picked up his pace, heading for the finish line. Not so fast, stud, she hissed as she twisted his nipples hard. The sudden pain made him jump back. His cock popped out of her cunt.
Cunt.
And slapped the reddish fuzz on her bush. Make it last, boy! I want it in my ass! No need to ask twice. He usually had to beg bitches to take it up the butt. Not this one, though. She was ready to roll. She's ready to roll. He flipped her over and slapped her bubble butt. He liked the red handprints on her ivory white ass, so he smacked her again. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she cried. Spank that ass! He smacked her hard. She shook her ass after every blow. Thank you. Can I have another? When her ass went from creamy white to cherry red, he decided it was time to bury the bishop. He spread the hot cheeks, took aim, and plowed straight in. Most of the chicks he's fucked in the ass scream in pain. This one screamed too, but she screamed, Ram it in harder! Now! He slammed her ass hard and fast. His head was spinning from the booze and the rush of fucking this bitch. Something was weird, though. Here it comes, ladies and gentlemen. Freaks of Distorted View, get ready. This is the point in the story where things take a turn for the worse. Something was weird, though. Something wasn't right. His dick was going into her shitter too easily. Her asshole was too well lubed. Then he smelled something foul. He looked down and saw shit seeping out of the hole with every stroke. His cock was coated with her brown butt slime. Brown butt slime. There you have it. Phrase of the week here on Distorted View. You're shitting, bitch, he screamed, falling backwards, his shit-covered cock bouncing in the air. Oh, she said with a wicked grin as she turned around. That bothers a big stud like you. You don't want to be called a fudge packer. He started to sputter. The bitch was pissing him off. Then she did the weirdest thing. She leaned over and took the shitty cock in her mouth. She slurped up and down on that rancid pole, sucking the shit off of his dick. So many good quotes in this story. Sucking the shit off of his dick. And she was driving him crazy with her tongue. He was weirded out that he was so turned on. It didn't take long now. It didn't take long at all before he was shooting huge wads of cum down the slut's throat. Usually I do not agree with calling women sluts, but in this case I'm going to make an exception because if you are licking and sucking shit off of a dick, I have no choice but to call you a slut. It doesn't end there, though. He said to himself, one surprise deserves another, and then let loose with a flood of piss in her mouth. The bitch tried to pull back, but he held her head firm. She gagged and clawed with his ass in her nails. The intense pain made him release her head. She screamed, don't you ever jam your cock down my throat again when you pee! You could have killed me, you fuckwad! I'll drink your fucking pee if you just let me breathe! She calmed down a little and said, you owe me now. Let's get dirty. You're gonna take a dump right here, she said as she pointed to her lips. He sat on top of her face and immediately felt her tongue on his asshole. She said, you don't wipe very well. It stinks down here. That did it. Her taunting was greeted by a massive fart followed by an explosive eruption of foul, nearly liquid shit. The thick brown crap splattered the girl's face and tits and splattered across the living room. When his ass stopped spewing, he felt her mouth clamp over his hole and sucked the last of the shit right out of him. He said, you are a sick bitch. She swallowed and looked up at him. She smiled a huge, toothy, shitty smile. Yes, I am. And you kissed this mouth. I'd say you're one sick fucker, too. There you have it. Sextastic Tuesday for August 2nd, 2005. Let's go ahead and get into the news of the weird right now. By the way, I should say that Sextastic Tuesdays are not for everyone. They are quite offensive. And if you're offended by such things, you shouldn't listen. I should have said that before we started the bit. I'll remember that for next time. First story, a Taiwanese man... It's going to be one of those kind of shows today. All right, so this Taiwanese dude is breathing easier after a surgeon removed a missing set of dentures from one of his bronchial tubes 3 years after he lost them. Surgeon Chen Chun-Li... It doesn't get old. He said that the unidentified man visited his clinic several days ago, complaining of shortness of breath and a high fever. He had no idea the missing dentures were the culprit, causing a mild case of pneumonia. Quote, he looked for the missing dentures for 3 years, but they were nowhere to be found. Chen operated after an x-ray detected an unknown object in one of his bronchial tubes, what turned out to be the missing dentures. Who swallows dentures like that? It's like swallowing a set of teeth. Quote, the patient might have needed to have part of his lung removed if the dentures were not located before it caused severe damage, said Chen on Monday. So there you have it. Case of the missing dentures solved. Lucky man. Second news of the weird story. Teen's vomit sentence, a conundrum for cops. I love headlines like that. I mean, if you read that headline in a newspaper, you could not read that story. It just sucks you in. What could this possibly be about? I've got to read. Police departments in Johnson County, Kansas, aren't sure how they'll carry out an unusual sentence a judge imposed on a teenager convicted of intentionally vomiting on his teacher. He's my hero. That is Distorted View's poster child. Johnson County Magistrate Judge Michael Farley on Tuesday sentenced the 17-year-old boy to spend the next 4 months cleaning up anytime someone gets sick in a police car. So this teen has to clean up everyone's vomit. Anytime someone's pulled over for a DUI and ends up vomiting all over the interior of the car. This poor kid. The teen was found guilty of a misdemeanor count of battery for vomiting on a Spanish teacher. Muy loco! Ay, ay, ay! Prosecutors said that the crime was intentional, but the defense claimed the boy vomited because he was nervous about his final exams. What a bunch of bullshit that is. Quote, I really understand the way he's going with this, said a police officer. He's trying to make it a learning experience so the teenager can really learn the error of his ways. Referring to the judge's sentence there. As for the boy's attorney, he says, the boy, he feels horrible about what happened. His family has been embarrassed. He's been embarrassed. They just want it to be over with. So there will not be an appeal to that case. So, final news of the weird story we have for you today. It has to do with ass. Burning ass. A Kansas woman. What is it with Kansas today? Good grief. What? Two of these stories come from Kansas. One about vomit, one about ass. A Kansas woman who claims her ass was burned by cleaning fluid when she sat on a toilet at a local Denny's restaurant has sued the chain and the franchise owner. Kathleen Williams is her name. She filed a suit on Wednesday, saying that she had to be taken to a hospital after she used the toilet. According to the suit, she didn't see the chemical cleaner on the seat, but felt it burn when she sat down. Now, unfortunately, she's got permanent injuries. Quote, sadly, as a result of the chemical injury, nerves were injured that create a sensation of pain 24 hours a day. Ass pain. Dun dun dun. Ass pain. It's the worst kind. The suit, which names Denny's Corp and Jomar Investments LLC, seeks more than $25,000 in damages. It alleges that Denny's employees were negligent in their use of chemicals and their failure to warn customers of the danger. Stick with Distorted View if there are any updates in this burning ass story. We will be there. Burning ass stories, that's our bread and butter here on Distorted View. We live for this shit. There you have it. News of the weird for your Tuesday. That's all the time we got on this edition of Distorted View. I wish I had time to read some emails because I got some great emails wishing me a happy birthday. Got some great Sextastic Tuesday suggestions. Got some great just feedback. We'll do it all tomorrow. So if you guys want to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line is 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, it's in. Oh, God. She's shoving a cucumber up my cunt. Don't forget, it's a new month. It's August now, right? So all the votes have been reset over there at Podcast Alley. We're like number 20 right now. We need to move it on up there. You need to just... It's super simple. You just type your email address in and then verify it. PodcastAlley.com. Even better yet, you can just do it all from our website. DistortedView.com/show. There's a little box where you can type in that information. Check out our website, by the way. You can read news of the weird stories, submit your own, all sorts of fun stuff over there at distortedview.com. Be back tomorrow for the big Wednesday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. 'Cause it's you.